You gotta get swifty. You gotta get swifty in here. It's time to get swifty. Uh-oh. You gotta get swifty.
All right, welcome back to after a year-long hiatus. Thank you, Martin, for that.
You're welcome.
And we're back to, what was her name again, the podcast?
I don't know. You're the moderator. Pick it up.
Make it up.
Okay, we're going to go Drunk to the Round.
That's our Drunk
to the Round. Spunk, Spark, and the Upright Capes.
I like Drunk to the Round better.
I like Drunk to the Round better, and he's moderator.
Fine, that's fine. Whatever.
Well, because you're round.
But I like what I like.
Could you please put your face on the mic? Just eat it like you usually do a dick.
I like it. Chantralines.
What the fuck's that mean?
It's that from thing that thing you do. They go on the radio show and there's like, hey, what are your musical influences?
Who
like,
popped your cherry?
The chantralines. He's like, chantralines. Like, and then he's like, into the mic. It's like,
chantralines.
Captain Keach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
All right, so they get the ball rolling.
Wow, that cut. Okay, go ahead.
I just recently saw Suicide Squad.
You're just jumping right into that?
Yes, I am. And I just recently saw Suicide Squad.
And finally?
I loved it. Like, I mean, all the reviews about that people time. Got from it, they said, like, oh, it was bad. Don't expect a great movie. I thought it was good. I thought the Joker was on point. I thought the characters were pretty good. Opinions.
Good. Next topic.
Okay.
So, no, I'm just kidding. No, it was, it was okay. I wouldn't say it was good. It was okay because it was just stretched too thin. Like, they're trying to build their universe, so it's stretched really thin, and they leaned way too heavily on the Joker-Harley Quinn love story. I told you that. It's too much.
But why do you think it was stretched too thin? I mean, like, these aren't characters that you need to have.
No, but they're stretching it out so that when they introduce people and, like, oh, this guy's, you know, who they had, Captain Boomerang, they're like, oh,
can we guys interview? Can we just, like, introduce everybody first?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, how about no? Well, we do. I don't know. Moderator, what do you think?
We do have a couple new guys.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Okay.
We have a couple.
It's only me.
New guy.
All right. We have the originals back.
He's worth two people.
In the seats.
With.
We have Martin Ramos.
Hi. That's me.
Chestnut Martinez.
Yeah, hello.
Philip Vong.
Hello.
Daniel Cervantes.
There can be only one.
Myself, Eugene. And guest appearance by David Cervantes.
What up? I'm Dave.
You have a charger for your phone?
You never know when you need to catch more Pokemon.
All right, so something about Suicide Squad.
Yes,
so you were saying you bought Suicide Squad on VOD, and then
I liked it. I thought it was done really, really well done. Like, I didn't think they needed to go too much into the characters because they aren't major characters. This was about the movie as a group, not individual characters. And those are characters that you don't really need to go into too much backstory with. That's what I thought was beautiful about it.
You don't need to go into backstory about Amanda Waller?
The Wall?
Oh, that's what, Waller? That's why you have Arrow.
They gave you...
What about the people who don't have, like, nothing?
Oh, people who don't get the WB? Nice.
It's the CW.
How about people who don't watch crap all day?
I agree with Eugene. You don't really have to go into backstory on these guys. I mean, they're villains. They're bad guys. You don't need to know much more than that. And then you got Amanda Waller. You don't need to know much more than she's the one in charge.
See, but the thing is, like, if you don't go into the background, you don't know how important they are. Like, Rick Flagg. Oh, he's some dude. All right. Rick Flagg's really important.
To the casual dude, right? DC fan.
He's that one dude, right?
Yeah, that dude who does things.
Mm.
But not to the cinematic universe. Like, he's not going to come in and, like, shoot Darkseid in the face. And
you don't,
like,
know.
You know?
You don't know what their plan is.
But he's the only constant inside the Suicide Squad.
Way to ruin Batman versus Superman 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Killed by Rick Flagg.
Wow, you're bad at this moderation.
I am,
dude.
Very bad at moderation.
Okay, so you felt that they didn't have to go into too much detail for them because you kind of already know who they are. But what about for the people who don't know who they are? Someone who's just walking in, let's say Philip goes in and watches a movie, has no idea who they are.
Still haven't read a comic book yet.
Wait, no way. Right.
Okay, so for Philip being someone that isn't a constant reader of comic books on these characters, you saw Suicide Squad, right?
Yes, I did.
Did you really care that you didn't really know the background of these characters?
Well,
were these characters, you were like, dude, I wonder what role he's going to play in the main story of the entire universe of DC.
Well, for Suicide Squad, maybe a year or two ago, they released a animated feature of Suicide Squad, so I saw that. So,
but even then, they didn't really go into much detail about...
Yeah,
Assault on Arkham?
Yeah, I think so. And actually, they should have done a movie about that. It would have been great. But anyway, I thought it was a good summer popcorn flick, and I just enjoyed it. I didn't really...
Did you say popcorn?
And boom popcorn goes the dynamite.
Okay. Boom. Right? Boop? No? Boop? No? Boop? Oh, okay. Boop. That's Overwatch. Sorry.
I thought they were good. I mean, the characters, you know, like, you know Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn's like a big character. You're going to know who she is. But they jumped into her background more than they jumped into Captain Boomerang's background. And his background just in and of itself.
They made him Australian again. Dope.
No, which was great. But dope. They didn't touch into, like, why he does it. Who what cares? His whole background is.
No, really.
They brought in the Flash.
Yeah, because
to stop him because he is.
Yeah. He's from Flash's Rogues Gallery. That's it.
Yeah, they did, yeah. And that's fine. I love the fact that they brought him in because you know it's kind of like an expanded universe, the
interconnected. Yeah.
But they don't go into like who he is. The whole thing, he's just kind of like this one-sided character who walks around with like you know a stuffed animal.
And a boomerang.
And beer.
Oh, and beer. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, but to you and Dave, yeah, I can see why you guys are like, dude, there's so much more because you guys. Are huge fans of the Flash comic book.
No, but, no I am. Don't lump okay. him there.
Don't just put me in with that.
He doesn't want to be lumped there. All right.
But obviously, Flash is better than Captain America. But let's get on another case.
You really want to go this route? Captain America didn't trip and kill himself.
Not all of the Flashes did.
Captain America doesn't come out every single time something happens and die right away before anything happens.
He's just a little late, okay? You leave him alone.
But I get it. Like, okay, like to you being, you wanted to see more of Captain Boomerang because you know the character.
Well, it's not just Captain Boomerang though. Like, if they're gonna build their universe, they have to flesh out their villains because it's not just gonna be like, oh, you know, well, Batman fights because of no reason.
Not really. That's been the biggest problem with me for the cinematic.
Can I ask a question real quick? What's the background of Red Skull according to the Captain America movies?
He was a Nazi or something.
He was an elf who got really mad.
Yeah, there is. My point, though, there is no background on
after
on
he
Red
fought
Skull
Neo in the Matrix. Yes, he got
because
as the
Marvel
Red Skull.
Movies in general and Marvel kind of in general, they're not as deep and they're not as layered as DC.
Okay, but this is what you get. You have to separate the DC comics from the DC cinematic universe. They obviously can't do everything the comics have done for the past 50, 60 years that they've been doing.
Marvel did it.
They haven't. They didn't flesh out Red Skull. They didn't flesh out any of the major
villains. They fleshed out a lot of stuff.
They fleshed out enough where you care about these characters. And DC's villains are villains, not bad guys. There's a difference. You have a background. You have a motivation. These people are driven by, like, actual psychological disorders in some cases, or they're drawn by something inside of themselves to fight back. Oh, my kid needs this, and this is the only thing I'm good
at. So, like Magneto.
Yeah, Magneto's awesome.
Okay, so okay, like for example, like what like the old Spider-Man movie, the old cinematic. My biggest issue was Spider-Man only had a villain if it was fleshed out and was like had some significant tie with the main character, be it Dr. Octopus, be it the Green Goblin. Beat whoever. They always fleshed out. Okay. But he had such advanced... Like, sorry, not advanced. He had this big rogues gallery as well. He had the Vulture. He had Carnage, Venom. And some of them had no tie-in with Spider-Man. Like, they were just either mobs or...
Or about the Shocker.
Hmm?
Well, they had the tie-in that they were in the same city.
In the same city, exactly. And so I would have loved to see, like, the beginning of a Spider-Man movie, like, him fighting the Rhino. Like, there's no explanation, just... There are villains in these cities.
That was the explanation for the Rhino, though, because the Rhino was never just a villain unto his own until after Flowers for Rhino. Before that, he was just for hire.
Yeah, it was just.
Then he just needed something else, so they gave him like the Rhino skin. They gave him power. They kept going over and over with him.
Yeah, but like,
so when he shows up the first time and he's driving that thing, that's all he is. That's all you know about him.
Exactly. That's all you need to know about him. Like, you don't need to go on that. But I would love to see more him come across more villains. Like, okay, instead of like in the first movie, he fought the Green Goblin, and then he. Fought petty thugs and purse snatchers up until Doc Ock became Dr. Octopus.
Right.
It's like you're telling me up until that time nothing major happened for him for him to have this great power
and great responsibility.
Don't hit my mic.
You know, and for him just to use it on petty thugs and all that, like the greater purpose is gone. But if you were to see him fight like a villain that popped up because it's like the whole Batman clause, because he existed. More villains appeared because they saw more of a challenge.
Yeah, when you raise the bar, everything comes out.
Yeah, but they don't all need to be fleshed out. It would be nice just to see him, like, okay, like, who's he fighting in the beginning of this movie? Okay, they're sending Rhino away for the second time. Like, you don't need to hear, like, oh, well, how did he get the suit and all
that. But you didn't see how he got the suit.
They didn't flesh him out. That's what I like about Suicide Squad. Like, you're saying they weren't fleshed out characters.
But these are villains. They're not just characters. They weren't career criminals to begin with. They started from somewhere. This is something that drives them. And if you're going to do an ensemble cast based on the villains, then you got to give us something to grab onto.
No, it's only a two-hour movie. You don't have to. I mean, how many background? You got Deadshot, and you got Harley Quinn, you got some Joker in there.
But it wasn't.
I don't think you need anything.
But if you're gonna,
Joker, you had a lot of Joker, a lot of Harley Quinn.
Are we gonna get into like how much Joker there was? Because
really heavy-handed with that shit.
But it wasn't an individual villains movie. It was a group movie. It was Suicide Squad.
It was an ensemble villains movie. And when you have the first Avengers, they've already solidified themselves as who they are.
Okay, so you like the Salt and Arkham.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
Perfect. They didn't flesh out the characters in there.
Yes, they did. Because they had that whole dossier before they got thrown in, what they did.
They did a dossier on these, they just did the laziest dossier.
But this guy bugs people. This guy does this. And she's weird.
Look, Guardians of the Galaxy did that same thing. But the way Guardians of the Galaxy did it, it was really funny.
But Guardians of the Galaxy?
This isn't Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I understand that, but they can pivot it around, you know, here's the list of shit they do and make it like dark because that's what DC does. Like, Marvel made it funny because that's who the Guardians were. They could have pivoted so that it's more like, hey, you know, Suicide Squad, dark.
But Guardians of the Galaxy, their characters were developed throughout the story.
Okay, outside of Suicide Squad, how often are you expecting to see Captain Boomerang? Like, do you expect him to pop up in the Justice League? Do you expect him to actually appear in, like, an actual Flash movie? Or you think they're actually going to pick bigger villains that are more flashier
to rival the Flash?
I believe he'll be in a Justice League movie. Not, like, this crazy role, but I believe he'll be in it.
Secondary role. Because he's a secondary villain.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why he's in Suicide Squad. Yeah. If he was a primary villain, he wouldn't be in the Suicide Squad.
Yes.
How secondary is he if he's in, like, the first tier of the Rogues Gallery?
But you have to understand, you're comparing the comics to the movie. They can't do everything from... They can't transfer everything from the comics into the movies. One, DC's playing catch-up. They're not going to take their time and do this. They're trying to do it in a way to jump on this wagon before the next fad comes along.
You're fat.
I'm fat.
I'm gonna say the next fat already came along. But I went into the movie without knowing shit about the fucking characters. Only what I fucking caught from the CW shows.
You don't know Deadshot?
No, only from like fucking Arrow. That was it.
Okay. Horrible reference.
Whatever, man.
Hey, but that was a good casting role.
How did you?
I loved the movie. I thought it was really good. The Joker was shit. I thought
shit.
Leto could have played a really good Joker, but. The way they wrote him was fucking horrible. I don't know. Really? Yeah, I didn't like the character itself.
Well, it's because they did that different version of the Joker.
Dude's a fucking mafioso. It's like
a lot of people don't like that version. I don't like that version.
It's all fucking Al Pacino. I didn't see fucking Joker, dude.
But it depends which Joker you're going with. And this is one of the things that I had been talking about with Dave for a very long time.
Although I did like that Alex Ross fucking thing, though.
Oh, that part was beautiful.
Yeah, that was fucking great.
The Joker they were using is you have to take him as like career criminal before it happened. So this is all he knows. Something about like a traumatic event that completely changes your like universe around it. The only thing you have to grasp onto is the fact that before you were this, you were also like, you know, the big like the guy that ran the town. He was the Jack Nicholson version of the Joker, just like further evolved.
Yes.
He's been the Joker for a long time. Yeah, you evolve it and you give him big guns. Yeah, you make the insanity a little more over the top. But he's still just that, trying to make it big in one town. He hasn't expanded any further.
He doesn't want to.
He doesn't need to. That's all he wanted. And then with with Batman coming into it, he has someone who's rivaling him for it. And, you know, that's that whole thing. Because it didn't go into that whole thing of where they have to rewrite it like Dark Knight, where they had to rewrite it where he's the same as me. I need my pairing, you know, the other half
of
the
coin. See, that's the thing I didn't get from this. Because
no, that's why it's not in there.
That he wasn't challenging Batman at all. He was just kind of doing. He was doing things along the like he said, like a mafioso. He was doing things along to progress his business, where the previous Joker, like Heath Ledger, he was doing that shit because he finally found a rival. Like he's like, I can up my game now because this shit's fun.
He bound the yang to his yin.
Shut up, Dave.
It's the last time we invite Dave.
Worse than this fucking Pidgeot I'm trying to catch.
You haven't caught him yet?
Nope.
but so we're torn on this. Like,
obviously,
well, yeah, I like the movie. I thought it was a good movie.
I thought the movie was a fun movie. The movie was really good. It was really fun for what it was. I'm not saying it's bad.
Out of the group of six of us, you got four people that liked it and two that didn't.
No. I liked it.
I thought it was good. I didn't think it was like really good. Like everyone getting a lot of like. Either they hate it or they love it. I'm actually in the middle. I don't think it was amazing. I don't think it was terrible.
I didn't say it was amazing.
I think it was amazing for what it was. It's an ensemble cast of characters coming together, and you do see. I know there's not a lot of development into like them being like the group, but you're never gonna have the Suicide Squad being like that together bunch, you know?
Especially since it changes all the time.
Yeah, I was gonna say
exactly. It changes all the time. Well, because they're always dying. So, like, you can't form a relationship with someone because then you have that whole scene where they killed off Slipknot right away.
That was hilarious.
That was funny. That was so funny.
With spoilers.
Spoilers.
If you're, like, a Slipknot fan, don't kill expect yourself? To be happy.
It's not the same Slipknot that you're thinking of.
Come on, man. Just spit it out.
God, I hate you.
I think Dave's
dark. God, I fucking hate you, Eugene.
Just having a problem with that Pidgeotto.
I ran away finally. Thank God. Oh, now a Pidgey. Sweet. God
damn it. Just spit it out.
You.
Go ahead, Dan. Spit it out.
Okay, the introduction that they gave to Slipknot is the same introduction they gave to everybody else. Oh, he's a guy who can climb anything. What the hell? Like, seriously, that's the introduction you give me.
Well,
there's Batman. He dresses in black and does shit. Like, you know, that's the introduction that you're getting.
Actually, it's in the beginning, really... they had, like, different introductions. For Harley and Deadshot, they had really good introductions. And everyone else was just, like...
Everybody else was nothing. And these characters aren't nothing because they're the first, like, Suicide Squad that you're getting comfortable with. And then they didn't die.
I don't think there's going to be a Suicide Squad sequel. So, I mean... When you say the first Suicide Squad.
The first Suicide Squad. The incarnation of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, but still, I don't think you need to know much. I mean, this is just something that's
out there.
They'll
probably reference them.
They'll be referenced.
That's the whole thing, is they're doing all this stuff so they can reference it later.
I don't believe that's true. To hire Will Smith and Deadshot, I don't think that's a horrible choice. Really?
Horrible.
I thought he was good.
I thought he was good.
I'm over Will Smith, dude. That guy needs to stop being in movies.
I thought he was good. The only thing I didn't like was...
You didn't like Hitch?
Oh, no.
After Earth? Come on.
They made a...
Damn, I hate...
They made him too much of a good guy for me, and I'm sure he had a say in that. I'm sure he'd want to play straight villain.
I'm sure he didn't want to play straight villain. Okay.
Yeah, he didn't. I said he didn't.
It's just that's why he didn't want to do it. It's just the Deadshot character. The Deadshot character in every other version of him was just so one sided.
Guys.
Yeah.
It's just like
guys.
Boys.
Yeah. Who's that dude from The Simpsons?
Oh, my bad.
It's a podcast. They can't see me.
Oh.
Next.
So, has anyone? Are we done with that topic?
Or? Oh, I was gonna go on.
Go ahead, more. I don't know, Eugene. Are you satisfied with the topic?
No, I'm not.
For the movie, what it was, I thought it was really well done. You had a great thing. I do think, and I agree with you guys, that they went too far into Joker and Deadshot. They should have gone the same amount with everybody else. If you're going to create characters that are going to be memorable, then you need to make them memorable. You need to have something that you're going to root for them. The only other background they went into deeply, other than that, was the...
El Diablo?
El Diablo. Which?
Which is pretty cool, I thought.
Dude.
I really liked him.
That was sick at the end.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was dope. I did not see it coming, and the way it looked on screen, I was like,
wow. Oh, it was beautiful, but wow, it sucks that they, like, good. And that's all you get.
Yeah, that's all you get.
But is it all you get?
Yes, because there's not going to make any more movies.
Saying is, character-wise, it's like everything. You don't see a body, it doesn't really matter. So, like, the whole thing protected him. He went on, he's underground, he'll come back later, you know?
All right.
You don't know.
I mean, they got magicians.
His story was really, really well done.
What they undersold to was, I thought, was Katana's blade. This was something that could steal a soul. Even though this was Enchantress and her godlike brother, they still had souls. Obviously, they were trapped within her heart and all that stuff. One slice from their blade should have trapped those damn souls. Like, and they really undersold it. Like that wasn't what they should have been banking on to kill these gods.
Do you think that them bringing this in, this storyline, not just the movie, was for them to bring in the aspect of magic? They Magic, did. Magic. Well, that's my point. Into the DC universe.
Yes.
Because after this, you can Shazam it.
Yeah. Not to mention the fact that Marvel has to roll the dice on Doctor Strange because this is the first time they're introducing magic.
So not only do they beat Marvel to magic, but they also beat them to the first female led superhero movie, which makes me go to our second point, Wonder Woman trailer. How'd you guys like that?
I like the way the lasso looked.
Oh, you mean the first Avenger? It was a really good trailer.
I thought
it
there
had
was
Captain Kirk.
There wasn't enough Captain America in that Wonder Woman trailer for me. So.
Really? Wow! I thought you guys. I liked it.
The whole premise is the man on Themyscira, right?
Well, that's
what they're doing.
Well, that's how the origin story.
No, yeah, I mean that's what they're doing for the movie. That's right. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know. I think it could be good. The trailer didn't really sell me on much.
Really? When she's sliding across that room on her
knees? I thought it was kind of cool.
Visually, it
looks amazing. Visually, it looks kind of cool, but like, I don't know what we're going to get from it. Like, how much are we going to be able to pull from that movie that has substance?
I think it's going
to
be a blockbuster.
I like the analogy you made that it's the first Avenger. It's all the way back. The superheroes did exist before. Metahumans existed, whatever, you know? Like, she's technically not a metahuman because she's not human, but...
She's not?
What? Okay, somebody explain to Phil.
She's a Slamazonian.
Like, you have that whole thing where she's coming in and she's fighting in World War II?
Z.
Is
it one?
Two.
Or
two?
No, I think it's one. It's one.
It's one, right? Yeah, it's one.
Yeah.
I thought there were Nazis, two.
Yeah, there's Nazis.
Not in one.
Are we talking like Nazi original origin?
Nah. We're talking history, like American history.
No. In World War One, there was no Nazis.
Right.
Correct.
They weren't until World War Two. Are there Nazis in Wonder Woman?
No, but Wonder Woman is set in World War One, right?
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because there's still a horse. They're on horses and all that stuff.
Well, Germany went into Poland and they were fighting cavalry.
But this
that's the Polish army, though. You know, that's the Polish army.
Philip has a point. You got problems with the Polish army? Number one in cavalry.
They give up too easily.
Philip has a point. I think it's World War One.
And they did not give up.
You guys have smart.
France plans. Gave up.
I'm France always trying to catch this Mankey.
I'm talking to the people.
It's expected from France.
Not playing Pokemon Go.
I think it's just Philip and Martin not playing Pokemon Go.
That's right. I don't play Pokemon Go. So I play Overwatch.
Rogue One.
Oh, you already switched.
You guys expecting like a lot from that? Like,
if yes. Being,
oh,
it's gonna be
expectations
amazing.
Will show up there because of the trailer.
How can it not be, dude? Like, it's Star Wars.
Yes, I know Star Wars, but like, it has nothing to do with the main story. Like, I mean,
so what, dude? Even Episode One. And
no, dude, this is the first movie with Darth Vader in it.
That's not
before
part
he's
of the...
a little bitch.
Oh, let me say, I'm not on the side of it's gonna suck. My expectations up here as well. Like,
yeah, they can't see up here.
Up here.
After he was a little bitch. What's that? In chronological order, it's after he was a little bitch.
I know, yeah. After he's a little bitch, you're right. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So.
I hate you all.
Why?
Playing Pokemon Go.
And is the rumor true that they actually got James Earl Jones to do
yes,
the voice?
Wow. He is doing the James. he's doing the voice for Rebels.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does the voice of Rebels.
Yeah, does he really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He is the voice of Vader in Rebels.
Did you guys watch the trailer when it was dubbed with Beastie Boys Sabotage?
Yes.
But I heard about
it. So much better. I'm not even kidding. Like, I saw the original. I'm like, man, so excited. I saw the...
Which song? Sabotage?
Sabotage. And they're like, holy shit, I need to watch this now. It was so cool.
It's the same way I felt when they did Suicide Squad 2 Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
That's what sold me on it.
Same thing.
But then, like, everything that I heard about it was that there were different versions of this movie. And
well, that's why they did the whole reshoot thing.
Yeah, and it was... And they took out all of the Joker stuff. They were going to use it for something else. There was... Well, Leto was, like, really animated about
it. Leto was a fucking bitch about that stuff, dude.
Because he worked, like, I don't know how long, getting into the character, trying to, like, ledger out the whole thing so that you can become this amazing character on set and just kind of do it, like, really great. And then you take everything out. So what does he have?
But he just came out as a douche, like, through all his interviews.
Well, he's a douche by himself, but that's...
Like, they tricked me. Huh? Like the Joker laugh?
Oh, I love
it. Like I said, he could have played a really good Joker.
I like the laugh.
Written better.
That he ended up doing.
But like as a person, he's just good. A fucking douche.
Ones
that... Why? Because he sent piss to his co-stars or something?
Dead rat.
Oh, no, because he didn't want to go
against him. Yeah, you know, your method actor.
That's not affecting your view of him.
No, he's just the fucking, just the way he talks about it, the whole thing. I got tricked into the fucking role and all that crap. It was just like, dude, you got paid to do something, you know?
He's upset that what he did didn't show, and that it didn't make his process look as great as it was. Understandable. You work so hard on something, and then someone doesn't show it. The thing that bugs me the most about it is that you have all this like build up to it, and it's so like just kind of one sided. You don't get into like how he got there or anything like that. You have him like the Harley character.
I'm kind of happy they didn't try to do a Joker origin. I mean, Joker shouldn't have an origin. We've talked about this in another podcast about the Killing Joke and stuff.
Oh,
just let him be mysterious.
That's weird how he went from Star Wars to
back to Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah, guys, I'll take it back every single time.
Well, since we're back here anyway, Deathstroke. Did you guys see that footage?
Oh yeah,
fucking beautiful, right?
Yes,
he's
and
fucking
gorgeous. Joe Mangentleman.
Who the hell is that?
Mangentleman. From Magic Mike.
Mangello.
No, he's from True Blood. True Blood.
I know him from True Blood. You know him from Magic Mike.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know from
yeah,
Magic
I haven't
Mike.
Seen. I
know
what is Magic
Blood.
Mike?
What is Magic Mike?
You mean please. This isn't a Magic Mike? In
guys,
your face?
I haven't seen either one of those.
What has he been in?
He was in an Adam Sandler movie, too.
So he's great, is what you're saying.
Yeah, dude.
Anyways, he was confirmed as being Deathstroke.
The image, like the whole thing where you saw Deathstroke, the outfit was gorgeous.
Though I was kind of hoping they'd go with the same guy who played
supposedly
Deathstroke
supposed to
at,
the
in Arrow.
The Last of Us.
That guy was really good.
Oh, is he?
Deathstroke.
He was really good.
The Australian
Inside
guy?
Arrow? Yeah. He was really good.
But yeah, no, Joe Manganiello, whatever his name is. Looking
I think it's Manganiello.
Manganiello?
Let's go Mangello.
He's not
Mangello.
That's not my name.
Let's call him Tangelo and call it even. I mean, he looked really great, but does anybody know where that came from?
That's been.
Oh, he was in How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, he was in How I Met Your Mother! Yeah!
Brunch, bro.
Yeah, the brunch.
So that's actually been confirmed to be. He's been hired for the Batman, the Batfleck.
You know what? He's
the Affleck
big
Batman
motherfucker,
movie.
Too.
Standalone.
That's good.
The standalone.
No,
movie.
Yeah, he's like huge. Like,
oh,
that's
yeah.
Actually.
He's a
build.
Big
he's
got
guy.
The...
He's so big in all the right parts. I just want to see him and Ben Affleck start rolling on the floor.
Well, the
and, like,
dude from Spartacus is pretty good at them, too.
Wasn't oh, from
Arrow?
Arrow yeah.
He was in Spartacus? I didn't watch Spartacus.
Yeah.
Spartacus.
Oh, yeah.
But no, yeah,
that
I like
that.
I like
great
that.
Show.
But I think he's too small next to Batfleck.
Well, yeah, he's short,
yeah, he's
but
short.
Still, like,
well,
fucking counter magic, dude. Like,
yeah,
it
Tom
works
Cruise
for it works for Tom
too,
Cruise.
Man.
Tom Cruise so much money that they'll
they
make it work.
They should have had Tom Cruise be Deathstroke.
Yeah.
That's
cool. Matt Damon.
I'd love to watch
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
You know what I want to see? I want to see Tom Hanks take the role of a superhero. I don't care which one.
No. Just
the
Gordon.
Black Adam.
Gordon.
Meteor
Commissioner
Man.
Gordon.
Like, God damn it, what? Meteor Man.
No. Tom Hanks is Gordon. Now that you've seen Tom Hanks as Sully, put Tom Hanks as Commissioner Gordon, and you got yourself a good Commissioner
No,
Gordon.
No. You give Tom Hanks like someone really crazy like...
The Riddler.
Penguin.
It's just the Riddler telling splash like, jokes the whole time. It's the best fucking movie ever.
No, you could put him as
Road to Perdition.
You could put Tom Hanks as the Flash, and then he could talk about his Forrest Gump days.
You have him be the ventriloquist.
The country.
The ventriloquist.
Oh, that could be cool.
Because he already can play with like you know like Wilson. You know.
What about
or Toy Man?
No. Freeze, what the fuck?
Mr. Freeze?
I was trying to remember
Freeze, the guy, the cool guy.
Name. I was trying to remember
Burr.
His fucking name.
Victor Freeze?
There you go, Victor Freeze.
Get the fuck off our podcast. Get your flash ass out of here.
If it's not on the Flash, Dave has a real hard time bringing
it's
it up.
It's difficult for me to...
We were on Captain Boomerang. He was going to give us the
yeah,
whole
dude,
genealogy.
I was ready. I was fucking...
Go, tell me the background on Boomerang. Go.
Oh, please.
No,
I just want to hear the Redux. Go.
No.
Rogue One looks good.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Rogue One looks really good.
They have
Clone
Wars characters coming back.
Rogue One? What? Road Warrior looks
which
great.
I thought was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I never finished Clone Wars.
It's good, dude.
The movie?
No, it was like an animated series.
Yeah, I don't think it's on Netflix anymore. You might have to download it.
Yeah, that's why I didn't finish because they took it off. And
I mean,
like,
don't pirate stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you do, you torrent.
With a VPN.
I don't fucking
Isn't
use that.
Is that stuff going to come back, though? Didn't Disney and Netflix just make a deal likely. Where all of that Disney stuff is coming
back? Probably, yeah. Probably will come back,
yeah.
They're
supposed to release the Star Wars is on to Netflix.
Yeah. By the end of the year or some shit, right?
I heard they were going to do it like over a course of like 5 years.
That's why they're raising the price.
They are?
On Netflix.
Like really? How much is it now? I think it's like $1 or $2. Well,
yeah, like $2. Yeah, $2.
On top of the $28.
Oh, are you rich, guy?
I can't afford that.
Look, you put your caviar down and you talk to us like a real man.
I just got to borrow Jason's account again.
He's all, Martin's all, they're better be 4K. I'm not paying $21.
The reason it sounds so weird is because he's holding his monocle up.
Apparently, I'm holding it with my mouth. I don't know.
So, next topic. You know who I hate? Fucking Martin.
Oh, God.
So yeah, they're bringing characters back from Clone Wars, and I thought that was awesome.
I mean,
hope for Ahsoka, hopefully.
Well,
two seasons in.
There was an interview where.
So I didn't get that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, no,
I know. Supposedly she's dead or whatever. But
well, yeah. I was gonna say, didn't they end it with like Ahsoka being like,
dead? She died,
trapped with him, like the door closed. You didn't see what happened.
Dude, spoilers, she's fighting Vader.
Spoilers, guys.
I don't know. You know what?
We just told you. Dave just told you didn't watch.
Two people walk in, one walks out. Do you think Vader is not gonna walk out of that?
Yes.
His answer yes.
Oh God.
Everyone knows Jar Jar is gonna come out like terrorize everything.
He's gonna maybe be Darth.
He's on Misa taking over.
Enough to pull Obi-Wan and just be
bitches. I'm joking.
She's not that. She never reached that good. She never. No, she's good. She just never reached that.
Well, that's the thing. I never got to watch the whole thing, so I don't know how.
Well, in Rebels, she gets even way, way better, especially after she got kicked out of the Jedi Academy or whatever.
Yeah, she's not a Jedi anymore per se.
Being a rebel, right?
So that makes it more viable that she fights Vader and gets out alive.
No, that was his apprentice, Vader, dude.
But that's the whole thing. Like, are we looking in Rebels? We have to either say he went full Vader, he's cut all ties, or he may be holding on to something a little, or maybe it's his final test. Maybe once he cuts her off, he's done, like with Anakin Skywalker. Period.
I figure once he got the red lightsaber, it's over.
Look at Maul.
Yeah, look at him.
Which half?
Eugene's only interested in the bottom half.
Hey, but that guy comes back as a spider, so.
Yes, he does.
He does?
That's come back better, too.
Oh, yeah. How did he come back? He got cut in half.
Well, you take that half, you put a spider on the bottom.
You see the power of myth.
No, fuck that. I question the 80-foot spider every time.
You shouldn't question the 80-foot spider.
I do.
But I'm excited for the film. I hope it's as good as I think it is. Or I imagine it to be.
And the chick's hot.
Who?
Juno. Or what's her name?
Are we talking about an animated person?
Ellen Page?
No. She's not in the movie. The chick, what's her name?
Like, nobody knows who you're talking about.
I know who you're talking
in
about.
In Rogue One, the main character in Rogue One.
Yeah.
Oh, she's Felicity not... Jones?
Oh. That's not
her, is it? What is she?
Huh? What else has she been
in? The voice actress.
Oh, I don't know her name, though.
And another podcast of who was that guy and why don't we know who they are. That guy, he did that stuff.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
My dad's a policeman and he comes home and he fights
crime. Shut up!
My dad's Batman.
Alright, so away from cinematics. Anybody reading anything good at the moment?
Yes.
Start with Rebirth.
Oh, I am. Totally.
I just read The Wicked and the Divine. I thought it was really fucking good.
Really? I've heard so much good stuff about that.
Yeah, I've really heard absolutely really nothing about it.
It's like...
it's based on music. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Pop stars.
And gods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gods come back. They take over people. They become gods for 2 years.
Do they become rock gods?
Sort of, yeah. Pop more.
You might like this, Dave.
It's really, really
interesting. I haven't heard anything about this one either.
It's really, really interesting. I really like the story. Lucifer is fucking awesome in the book.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of dressed like the Lucifer from Constantine, the movie.
Who makes it?
Image.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wasn't Lucifer a dude?
Yeah, but in this one it's Lucy Lucifer, so it becomes a chick.
So it's just she's just dressed in white.
Yeah, dude.
Gender bend.
She kind of looks like
it's Lucy last character. Name Fernandez, Lucifer, Fernandez.
I feel like you're bullshitting.
Womp womp.
But yeah, it's a really good book. I like it.
Is this in the similar vein as like Gelman's, what is it? American Gods?
Gelman's, isn't that like a store?
Yeah, Gelman's.
Gelman's, not Gale.
Gaiman. No.
There you go. Neil Gaiman.
Okay.
Jesus, a guy that seems coming to America?
You drink 15 beers and then try to pronounce things.
You only drank three. Kill it.
Three?
Click
back. You drank three beers.
Back.
Philip, what are you reading? Oh. Overwatch manual. All right.
How's The Walking Dead? You still keeping up with that?
No. Well, my supplier is not.
Okay. We caught up enough to where it coincides with the show, the war with Negan.
Well, so you stopped buying the book
because
he doesn't want to spoil the show.
Actually, I don't really watch the show. But
okay, sorry.
But when I saw Negan, I mean, they picked a really good guy to play Negan. Like, yes. I think he's
the comedian's great. Dude.
Yeah, he's a Winchester comedian.
He's a great actor.
The comedian was good right off the bat. Like once he came into
you mean right out the window.
No. But I mean,
that's cool. Yeah, that's just good.
He's level enough where you can actually see him existing as like a human, and then like you see him do things. He's not doing anything outside of the ordinary, you know. But he's burly enough where you believe he's doing all this thing.
Burly,
you know, like a big guy. I'm all about big guys. Yeah, apparently, this whole thing, you know. But it's just interesting that character was able to pull it off, like, on Watchmen. And then, like, you see him now as Negan. You believe it.
Excuse me.
You believe that, like, this guy has it. Like, he has the chops to play comic book characters, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's great. What I was really interested in is that Henry Rollins wanted to play him.
Really?
Yeah.
That would have been badass.
Well, because it was based on Henry Rollins.
He has the look, but I don't think he has... He
the what?
He couldn't carry it.
It's not Glenn Danzig, so it doesn't matter?
I don't think he could have carried it as well. Like, he has the look. He the Glenn... not Glenn.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't think Rollins has the look, but I don't think he could carry the character as far as this guy can.
It was based on him.
Yeah, but there's a difference between something being based on a look and a style.
He went in and he wanted to do it. He wanted to do it.
And obviously wasn't good enough.
They offered it to him.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. Who's the better actor?
The guy from The Losers, duh.
Chris Evans?
No, the guy.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Shit, I forgot.
Fucking Captain America's and everything.
Damn right.
You mean the Human Torch?
Yeah.
I don't recognize the new Fantastic Four.
Dave, what are you reading?
Nobody should recognize the new Fantastic Four.
I started Rebirth, the DC Rebirth.
What are you reading, though?
The Flash side. I'm reading the Flash side, obviously.
Of course.
Obviously. But it's dope. We got a new speedster introduced. What? Spoilers.
What's her name?
Godspeed.
Yes, that's right.
Godspeed. And you don't just get one new speedster, because, spoilers again, Speed Force Storm, and then, like, Central City has, like, 100 different speedsters now. Dope, dude.
So, like the show, we're getting two new speedsters.
No. It's a whole city now.
Yeah, they're kind of... The city gets... There's a storm that comes through, and it's tracking... It's following Barry Allen, and that's like the lightning rod, so to speak.
So, it's like Charlie Brown's Black Cloud.
Why?
You mean Pigpen's?
Pigpen.
No.
Charlie Brown
has a cloud that follows him?
It always rains on him whenever he doesn't get his way.
In either case,
read a book.
It's because you get a lot. You know what? They introduced this other chick, and I read it the other night, but I forgot her name. It's something really stupid, like Fast Track. That's a dumb name.
Isn't that like the freeway payment thing?
Yeah, but her.
You have to pay a couple dollars to ride her.
It's no. She calls herself Fast Track because the Speed Force also gives her the ability to track down other speedsters. Uh-huh. So she can tell where they are. So she calls herself Fast Track because she can track them fast. Stupid, right? Dumbass name.
Moving on.
Dumbass name.
Do you think that the Speed Force has kind of like separated itself?
Well,
since the storm came in and like, okay, Godspeed, right?
Godspeed.
You have the two Flashes already. I'm assuming you have Barry and Wally, right?
In the Rebirth, Wally...
Wally got pulled back in by Barry.
Yeah.
But there's Wally also still there.
The new 52 version of Wally there?
Yeah.
Right. So there's two Wallys?
There's two Wallys.
One's the OG white Wally, and the new G.
Oh,
what
black
I,
Wally.
What I like is that
what it seems like they're doing is they're pivoting from the Flashpoint paradox, and they're saying that like all this shit is different, and they're trying to pull the heroes,
the stuff that worked.
Yeah, the heroes before the New 52, the ones that were good and everyone loves, mm-hmm. right? They're trying to pull them into the current universe.
Well, that was all Rebirth was about, wasn't it? Yeah. Like bringing everything that everybody liked. Yes,
and it's so fucking cool.
But what I'm saying is, okay, so everybody has some level of Speed Force power, right?
Yeah.
So do you think at some point someone's going to just have the Speed Force? Is Wally or Barry going to have to bring everybody's force back in? Is he going to end up fighting like a city of speedsters?
Anytime there's a new speedster, Barry talks about how he feels a little bit slower.
Right.
With each new speedster, he feels a little bit slower. But the way the Speed Force has attached them, it hasn't like fully attached. So if they race each other,
he can still pull.
You can pull it from but anyone.
But
can
Wally pull. Wally was able to do that before.
Yes, but this is just regular people that have the Speed Force that don't know they can do that. If like you and I just got it and we'd race against each other, let's say you beat me, you take my Speed Force. So I no longer have it. You're twice as fast because you took mine.
So it's like a track meet to find out like who's gonna get all the Speed Force.
It's gonna be Wally.
I can't see that.
Dude. Although they made the young Wally West like he had Speed Force before the storms, but he wasn't.
Well, because you have that whole Godset thing. Godspeed thing where he comes in and he says he's gonna kill them all.
He ends up killing them, but
is he killing them or is he just taking everybody's force?
He's taking everyone's Speed Force and killing them is what it was.
So happening. Is it gonna be like Barry and Wally versus like you know?
Of course. Well, who else is gonna come down to?
Then why
but this time I hope city? We lose the younger Wally because he's useless to me.
Well, I've told you several times the only good speedster is Wally West.
It's not gonna happen though because as much as they try to, any comic book tries to bring in a new character, fans get all up in arms, like, oh, it's not the original, not the original, and they end up killing the new version that they tried.
Yeah, that's what I want to happen. This is what I want. I want the young Wally West to die.
Change, sir.
No, he's just not as good.
There's a problem, is that they're also trying to be more inclusive of different races, and because the new Wally West is black, they're going to keep him. Which is fine.
No, look, I don't mind that they made him black. I mind that they changed his fucking backstory.
No, but I'm telling you, it's going to be harder to kill him off because he's black. Gene John, what are you reading?
Not really reading anything along the lines of like
motherfucker.
No, of the main comic books. Like Christ. I'm reading right now. I'm reading Berserk.
Awesome.
It's a manga. Awesome, I have to read a comic on the go awesome. Because of work, and so I picked up Berserk. Is a comic that's been going along since manga. Like the early since the early 90s.
Oh, you're reading manga?
Yeah, and this guy would do one book like a year.
Yeah.
So like I get a chapter in like December, and I wouldn't see shit for like till next December. But they started recently popping up more often. Like, it seemed like he started redrawing again and picking up where he left off. And this guy didn't, like, oh, let me start all over. Like, he's still continuing the same story. And it's got pretty insane. Like, it's the main character became a god and he became human again. Like, his second coming. And it's just, like, people who've seen the anime, like, we were left with a huge gap. Look, Philip, how excited Philip is. Philip actually knows what I'm talking about.
Well, now, yeah, Philip, no, Philip knows. Philip
knows. Look how excited he is. I have no podcast.
Philip knows what book he's asking from you next.
It's all on the phone, Philip. Oh. But it's getting really good. Like, I'm glad he stuck with it. He didn't have somebody take over for him. He's gotten his own track, and right now it's exciting times for that book.
So how far along are you?
I stopped reading like 3 years ago, so I picked up again. So like four chapters from the I'm telling you, he wrote like one a year.
So how big are these chapters?
They're like 30 pages. I'm lying. I'm about halfway from where I left off. So I'm at least a good 100 chapters away from where he's picked up again.
100 chapters?
They're like 30 pages. Each chapter is like 30 pages, and you got to figure it's.
So there's 3,000 pages.
Yes.
Jesus.
You've never
I'm 100 chapters Akira? Away, but I'm 200 chapters in. Oh. So it's a huge also, read. Like,
it's like a comic book, right?
Yeah, it's a comic
like
book.
300 pages has like 100, has like one and page plus, of words.
And plus it's in Japanese, so he could just skim through it.
I'm not reading Japanese, though.
Pictures.
But,
what's this octopus doing here?
Ooh.
Actually, he is fighting an octopus right now. But if anyone's interested, I pick up Berserk. Right now, it's taking off again. So usually there shouldn't be.
So
like,
who's the author?
God, I don't remember the name off the top of his head. I can
Jesus
look it up.
Christ, you've read 200 chapters.
His head or on top of your head?
My
you
head.
You read 200 chapters. You don't know who you're reading?
I knew.
You ever look at the cover?
There's no cover. It's just like, oh, next chapter. Like, it's all scanned. I don't get like a book.
Oh, you're stealing it.
He's pirating.
It's not stealing. It's like an app. Off of Apple.
It's not like an app. It's an app.
It is an app.
But they're stealing, and therefore you're stealing.
What's the app? Yeah, let's.
It's just manga.
Manga.
That's
app?
It. Yeah,
that's called manga.
So it's stealingmanga.com.
Oh, there's this app my friend told me about called Fresh Comics, and it just.
Kentaro Miru. Mira.
Talking asshole. Kentaro.
Okay. Let Philip read it.
So there's this app my friend was telling about.
Why would you let Philip read it? Because he's not even Japanese.
I know, it's true. I'm
not. An updated list of comics to come out. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool.
What, Dave?
Fresh Comics.
And what were you? You have to get closer. I can't hear you.
Fresh Comics.
It's an app.
Check it out.
What does it do? Tells you about all the fresh comics that are out.
Yeah, tells you what's coming out. You're like, what? So if you miss something, you're like, oh man, I'm out of order.
You mean like previews?
No, it doesn't give you previews. It gives you a list.
No, there's a list. Never mind. Dan, what are you reading?
I actually started reading The Psychology of Batman.
Oh.
Which was really interesting. A book of, that's just a culmination of like essays on Batman and Batman's villains and the Rogue Gallery and everything like that. It's actually a really interesting read. Both of them are just like page turning, and I got them both at the same time, which is horrible because you just kind of go back and forth and your mind just starts going to hell. But it breaks down all of Batman's villains based on their psychological disorder, so it's kind of like Arkham's assessment of each villain.
The DSM style?
Or, yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculously intricate, too. So it's like 17, 18, up to 28 pages on like each villain, all the way down to like Maxi Zeus.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, it's crazy. Like, you have the original, the Man-Bat, and since he was like physically affected, you have everything that was wrong with him pre and post. So before, he had like these visions of like delusions of grandeur that he was greater and that like... the bats were the way of evolution. Who knows what, like schizophrenia, right? Then it goes on post that, and after being attached and actually being a man bat, he doesn't know how to associate himself with a reality where a man bat can exist. So they have to keep him locked up. He hangs himself upside down because he can't understand not being that way. It was such a lasting effect on him.
Is this a book?
It's a book. Like, it's a like a book. Like, you know, no pictures in it. Like, it's...
Wait a minute. Wait.
No pictures
in this book?
Well, there's a picture on the cover, but it's just a bat signal. So, I mean, like...
Wait, it's really good. So, inside the book, on the pages, no
words.
Pictures.
There's just words?
Just
words. Not in balloons.
What? How do you read that? How do you even read that?
From left to right, top to bottom.
Whoa.
Where'd you pick it up from? Like, your library? Or did you actually...
Interlibrary loaned it.
Yes. Do they have comics on your library?
Yeah, they do. Actually, a lot of people are doing the trade because there's
For background, Dan is a librarian.
there's some classes coming out in psychology that want to like go into it because pop culture is affecting people so much more.
That especially, they're using it for.
They're using it as
curriculum.
Like
curriculum.
Yeah, curriculum for like psychology classes and sociology classes.
And they're trying to teach me shit. Comic books?
Comic books have been teaching you things for years, and you don't realize that.
No. Whoa!
No. No.
No?
No.
Lady gets her purse stolen right in front of you, you're going to chase him down?
Yeah, you have to.
And are you going to say something witty when you knock him down?
Of course.
There you go.
And what would you do with that purse, Dave? Would you take a reward, or would you give it back?
What would I do, or be a superhero?
Well, you just rescued that purse from that person.
Then I suppose
that little old lady,
I'd give it back to her and say, don't worry. I got this.
Don't worry, I got this. Is your superhero. Justice has been done.
I got this. Justice has been done. I got this.
But
everyone
the other
needs a tagline.
The other book that I was reading was essays on Batman, and the preface to it is the author pointing out that pop culture has become so like just one with our own psychology. We can't tear it apart anymore. We're an age that grew up like reading comics, seeing cartoons, and seeing that there was some kind of value doing things that are good, not just necessarily doing things for your own sake. You do things just to kind of like feed yourself, then you're doing something wrong because there's other people that can do it and whatever. Like, I'm sure in this group, we all at some point thought like, yeah, what would Batman do? What would Captain America do? Something to that effect. What would be the greater good? What would the Flash do?
Okay, yeah, it's different.
He'd run.
That's what he's good at.
He'd move his hands really fast, make little tornadoes or vortex around someone, because that's just classic.
But it also goes into the fact that no critique of popular culture can ever be done by anyone, because as soon as you start reading anything that's popular, you start to either curtail your opinion to what the popular culture would say so that you would be able to critique more, or go against it so you can stand alone, which puts you in the part where you're going to be that guy who just naysays everything. So you can't be unbiased at all anymore when actually critiquing popular culture, unless you really don't care about what's going on. It's really interesting. It's like a really great read. But yeah, that's what I'm reading.
And that's a book of essays?
A book of essays.
So it's a book that has
a bunch of essays.
A bunch of
paper, bunch of cholos
written with words. How many pictures are in that
one? I believe on the cover there is actually Catwoman and Batman making out on the cover.
Okay, so like along the lines
is
of
it
like
hold on,
hush,
hold on.
The hush.
I was gonna say
please, the hush. Please describe this making out session.
So like he's got her hand right behind her back. She's pulling in close. Her ears are shimmering in the light, just like light purple. Who knows what?
Fat,
bringing her in, and you just see like a little bat tongue going right inside.
And then describe the bat tongue.
Did anybody?
The bat tongue is like
just remember her takedowns from the Arkham games.
I remember the Harley Quinn takedowns.
The Catwoman takedowns.
Oh yeah, that's pretty hot too.
That's vulgar.
Well, along the all right, so I raised a question along the lines of what Dan was saying about. Do you guys honestly, as comic readers, except for Phil?
Dude, don't put him on
blast. He's a reader, he's just not a buyer.
That's true.
It's different.
Do you think comics have shifted your morale? Like the characters that we've read over the years and the characters you've come across in movies and all that stuff, do you think they had a hand in playing?
Because
I'm going to say hard yes.
I'm going to say because I read Saga, I'm much more inclined to have sex with an alien.
Now? You weren't before?
I've never read Saga, I'm inclined to have sex with an alien.
Chestnut Mass Effect, how was that for you?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Liara, what was her name?
But on the aside, do you believe it may have... Do you think it had any play in your morale, or you think not really?
Maybe if subconsciously? I don't know. I can't tell you. I've been reading comics for a while now, so I don't know if I would have been different without... comics. I can't say what me would be.
I can say a hard yes for me.
Multiverse.
Hard yes.
Yeah, like I mean,
he's poor and
these are characters I've grown up with, you know, and like, yeah, my parents taught me right and wrong and all that stuff, but actually seeing it in a medium that I've admired for like ages.
But the Green Lantern showed you that in Darkest Day and
in Brightest Day.
Not, like, if you're gonna be like a dick about it, like
no, I mean like it's gonna sound how it's gonna sound because you're pulling it, you're pulling the quotes.
They tell me right from wrong, but I'm Batman.
Like seriously, like
I'll break a fool's neck if he takes a break.
My point of view as well, because like I read a lot of The Flash, and his whole thing is hope, and like he has to try because someone has to try, someone has to do it. So a lot of times when I'm somewhere and like people are like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do or what's going to happen. I'm like, well, someone has to do it, so I'll do it.
So you would say yes to
I said a long time.
But is it because you read comic books? Or?
I think it has to be because I was like, I read them so many times, it just kind of got put into me. No, I'm a
it's like you've never read a book that inspired you. Like this is along the same lines as that.
Inspired
A lot of that stuff is like such a grand scale that you just look at things differently.
That's what he's talking about.
I did take 3 years of criminology.
You're not Batman.
Watching Criminal Minds doesn't count, too.
Or CIA. Or Law and Order.
I think that's a big question.
Well, yeah, that's why I asked it.
Okay. I'll be honest with you. Look, I'll be honest with you.
You really? Thank you.
No, yeah, finally.
About time.
There's a lot that I took from Green Lantern.
Whoa. Yeah, I don't want to get into personal sexual stories. Yeah,
I'll take anything you've got to give. Ryan Reynolds, buddy. Just saying. But anyway, it's the fact that if you keep going, you can't stop. His whole power set is based on just wanting it more than anybody else. The willpower beyond it. It's that whole thing, like when you grew up, your parents or your teacher or somebody told you, well, if you try hard enough, you can do it. You can move a mountain if you try hard enough. And then you think about it and you think, who the hell thinks like this? someone wrote it, someone drew it, and they created a character to personify what they thought of. Nothing can stop you from doing it if you want it bad enough. If you try hard enough, there's nothing you can't come out the other end. So you think about it. If you keep fighting over and over again and you just keep getting like dropped down, someone kicks you in the face every day, 17 times a day. Just
pull out that ring.
You just keep walking. Not even a ring. Like just you just keep going.
Yeah, I got you.
Because you don't stay down. Yeah. You don't let this guy get you down. Because you
you get knocked out.
But is that
Never, never gonna keep you down.
Fucking hate you guys. Fucking hate you guys.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing that they show you in the first Avenger movie with Captain America. He's getting his ass beat every day, but he just doesn't stop fighting. And that's at the end of every Captain America arc. He gets his ass beat by everyone, and then he just keeps
all day.
Just keep going because he can't stop doing it. Because the moment you give up is when you fail.
Wow.
The moment when you
because give America, in, that's why.
With the moment you give in to fear is when you really lose. When everything you have just goes away.
Yeah. But again, I'm not being devil's advocate here, but how much of that is because you read the book and not because you learned about, for example, Martin Luther King when you were in school, or you know, other figures that are real?
These figures are real, but they don't show you that everybody cares about them. Because when we were hearing about it, when other people were actually like telling you, he made the march, he did a hunger strike, all this stuff went over. And you know what? That's all out there. But then who lives by it? You don't think that people actually think this way.
Okay, like, okay, you're inspired by Martin Luther King, but can you relate?
Not necessarily. I was using that as an example.
Okay, yeah, I know, but could you relate? Can you relate to him more than you could relate to maybe a character you've read?
We're both human.
No, but I would think, yeah, I would think
in real life.
That would create, yeah, that would actually happen.
3D?
I would think that would have more
of an impact. Hey, Green Lantern was in 3D.
I'm sure it did.
His costume was.
I thought you liked the Flash on the CW.
But it wasn't
real life.
It wasn't so much the man that inspired you. It was his words, correct?
His actions.
His actions, his words.
It was the best.
Even though these things are written in fiction, they're still inspiring. They still inspire you.
Yeah, I'm not saying they don't, but I think on a personal level, at least, real actions as opposed to I'm probably more interested in autobiographical novels than fiction novels. I might enjoy the fiction novels more, but I think inspiration comes from more real events to me.
Inspiration can come from anywhere.
It can, yeah. I'm just saying that for me personally, uh-huh, something that actually happened would probably have more of an impact on me than, you know, something that happened in Sector 32814 or whatever sector Green Lantern's in right now.
Keep it up.
Anyway, I'm reading, since nobody asked, I'm reading Rebirth, Batman, Wonder Woman.
We weren't there yet. He wasn't done.
Well, no.
Well, I
guess now he's done.
Well, I finished, and then Martin felt he had a shit on the
movie. Oh, so anyway, you know Supergirl, the TV show, right?
Oh, it's going to CW.
So Supergirl Flash crossover.
Uh-huh.
Yes. When,
No.
Yeah. The Flash crossover. Did you watch? You watch both?
Yeah.
Watch them both.
Yeah.
So okay. So when me and Chestnut were laughing because that was such a good episode because it showed like. Showed the Flash, yeah, and it showed the Flash just running around like, "What am I doing? I'm gonna get ice cream."
He was like, "What do you do?" That was it, right? Like, what do you do? Like your power, and he fucking leaves, comes back, and they have and ice then, cream. And Supergirl's face when she has that,
it was gold. She sold that so much. I was like, "Fuck, dude, that's like a comic book just happened in front of my eyes."
It goes back to the acting on like those shows on those.
Oh, acting there is really good from the female. Standpoint.
The females in it are just
wrecking it, dude. They're great. Grant Gustin's doing a good job too. Don't get me wrong, but I think but
he's not a girl.
What's the girl's name from Sky High?
Danielle Pettibaker.
She plays Frost in The Flash. Yeah. Okay, so when they have Captain Boomerang on and they throw the boomerang,
oh my God,
you have that moment of where she comic bookly like throws her hands up and goes, just running around. That was so like just going for it. Like it was just. It was more like, I'm going to be this character and I'm going to be this comic book character in like real life that you would get from anybody else. Everybody else is playing like same thing. Like they're playing characters from a comic book, but they're trying to play them so much more realistic without like this flamboyance about it. And they're just like, the female characters just seem like so much more willing to do
that. I feel like they committed to it and that's why they've gotten, I think they're doing a better job. That's why I'm doing a better job. Sorry, that's I had to interject there. Hey, Martin, you reading anything?
No. Yeah. I'll just.
No, you said no already.
I'll read my list.
His bank statement keeps going up. That's what he's reading. That's what he keeps reading.
You guys, if you only knew.
Gold is at a whole time.
I am reading Scott Snyder's Return to DC with All-Star Batman. I'm reading Batman. I'm reading Dark Knight Master Race. In other words, part 3. Darth Vader, which is going to end. When does that end? 26?
Yeah.
So I think it's on 23 or 24 now. Yeah.
Oh, they have an end date for it already?
Yeah. And I'm reading Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps just to appease my... No, just kidding. I really enjoy it. It's really good. Justice
but it
League
doesn't inspire you. It
doesn't inspire me to go out into outer space and fight.
Guy Gardner, Master Race.
If you had a chance to go into
Guy
outer
Gardner
space
would be the Master Race.
And like be a space cop, you wouldn't do it?
If it happened in real life?
Yes, in real life.
It would inspire me...
No. If it came to you.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd do it?
Yes.
There you go, based on comic books. You've just been inspired. There you go.
Reading Justice League, Rebirth. Outcast, which is... Did you guys, anybody watch the Cinemax show, Outcast, based on the comic book?
Oh, with what's his face?
I don't know his name.
From
his
name? Wrist Cutters.
Oh, Jason Thal?
Anyways, Outcast is written by Kirkman, who writes...
I saw the first episode.
Yeah, so
it's yeah, that's really good. You should read that. You'd
how's that Justice League Rebirth?
It's good. It's really good. World's coming to end. And
how many issues deep are they?
Like four or five? Four, I think.
Four.
Yeah. Saga, still reading that. It's awesome. It's on point. Where are you, Chestnut?
I need to get book 6.
You need to yes. So I read book 6 and issue 4.
I was pissed at book 5, man.
Why?
Because of what's your face? Brand?
Yeah.
I didn't like how that happened.
No.
And for the rest of us who haven't read anything about it.
That's like, what I'm not going to say.
Saga is a space saga.
like Firefly?
No.
I'm like.
This is it's a love story about two aliens that are in their planets are at war. Well, one's a moon, right? Of the planet.
Yeah. So it's Romeo and Juliet?
Sort of.
Capulets, yeah. They're not supposed to be together, they have a child. And it's like a dual, it's a biracial child, you know, and so it's like big taboo, and the whole galaxy is basically trying to kill him. It's really cool.
Oh, they're trying to kill both of them,
or the
baby,
all three.
Oh, okay,
yeah, the whole family.
And there's bounty hunters.
Yeah.
But those worlds are still at war, but they formed a temporary alliance to kill them.
No, they don't.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Alliance. And then there's this whole race of like robot royalty that they're like TV heads. They're really cool. It's awesome.
Do the robots find love?
They do. And they have kids and everything.
Down.
Yeah. So it's really cool.
I've been trying to find something where robots find love.
They have sex and everything.
Wally.
But it's a good book.
Ever since then, I've been trying to find a
good book. I was pissed over the whole brand thing. Yeah. That pissed me off.
I really highly recommend it.
Do you have them?
I have, issues.
I was actually supposed to give them
1 through 5. And then I have issue form for volume 6.
For Alex,
and volume 7 just...
You can read
them. Issues... First... issue of Arc 7 just came out this week or last week.
Okay.
So. Is anybody reading Rebirth except for Dave and Martin? Can you guys... I know it's going to sound weird. Can you guys, like, recap it? I started reading bits and pieces of it. From what I understand is, like, after the Darkseid War, Rebirth is just, like, putting everything back into place.
The way... I haven't read all sides of it, so I can't really give
let
you
me give
everything.
You let me give you one of the sorry don't mean
yeah,
to
go, no okay.
One big thing that happened in Rebirth is that at the end of New 52 Superman dies, all
right? Right.
Okay. At the beginning of Rebirth, you're giving the story about how Superman from before New 52 has been hiding out alive with Lois Lane and a kid,
yes,
living in secret because he gave up being Superman.
This is after the Convergence, so it's a completely different world.
No, it's
the same thing. It's just a different universe. Yeah. Like he's shifted out of that universe and shifted into this one to hide out.
Yeah.
Intentionally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now that the Superman's dead, he decides to come back as Superman, but people are like, wait, is this really Superman or not? And he's got a kid and everything, so he's going through that. So it's a whole new Superman, but it's really the original Superman from before New 52, so it kind of blows your fucking mind.
Which world is he from?
He's from now. Well, because now there is no multiple world. Well, now everything belongs everywhere.
Right, but my question is based because I have like all this stuff from like Infinity Crisis all the way on.
Yeah, so this is like Infinity Crisis Superman.
Yeah, but Infinity Crisis like didn't like 90% of the Superman die already.
Yeah.
Didn't Prime kill everybody except for like him and like two of them, and the old guy died at the end anyway.
Which leads into Rebirth, because the whole thing, like, Wally's stuck in the Speed Force, right?
Yeah.
Because when he, after the Paradox, after he went back to fix it, he was coming back, and he doesn't know what. They haven't said what, but he said that he saw something move around in the Speed Force. So whatever it was in there altered the timeline that he already fixed.
And something, the big hint you're given is that it's basically Mr. Manhattan
from right.
The
water. Right, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Because all you see is the hand.
This is where I jumped back in. This is why
that's why they keep finding the comedian's
pin. Right, this is where I have questions
from the pin. Yeah.
Because something running around in the Speed Force that wasn't of the Speed Force, but that was killing out all anomalies.
You don't necessarily know if it has Speed Force, if it lives in the Speed Force, if it just jumped in to fuck with someone, or what necessarily it's doing. You just know something
in the Speed Force. He saw it.
Yeah, right.
Now, you see a lot of shit in the Speed Force.
Well, yeah, because the Speed Force like travels all things.
Yeah.
So he, what you know is that he physically saw it, and he saw a hand, and like it shifted stuff in the Speed Force. So when he got back to his original timeline, he couldn't actually get out of the Speed Force. No one remembered who he was, and he was trying to contact Bruce, but Bruce didn't know who the fuck Wally West was. Like, who the hell is this? Ripping a hole in time in my fucking Batcave, you know? And then he fails there, so he goes and tries Iris, but she doesn't remember him, so he goes and finds Barry, and Barry's the one who eventually remembers him, grabs him out of the Speed Force, pulls him into the universe so that they can actually start Rebirth.
You think that has to do with the fact that Barry wasn't originally alive until right before the Paradox?
Probably. I mean, so I'm really interested in how they're gonna go about, figuring out how they're gonna find out who the person that altered the Speed Force is.
Well, because if it's breaking down to be like Watchmen based, like if it's breaking down to be Doctor
Manhattan, I think it's just a clever way to get the Watchmen into the DC universe.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what it is, because you know you have to like bring your properties back.
Yeah.
But if they're going with the storyline,
and it's a big F you to Alan Moore, which is always welcome in the DC head office.
What?
Watchmen. I always thought they were separate.
No, they were always DC. Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're DC.
They're a DC but property, but not part of the DC universe.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so yeah, they were. I knew they were.
Yeah,
DC,
so now they're. So now they're bringing them in.
Yeah.
What's Alan Moore like? Cutting bridges with everybody he writes for.
Burning bridges.
He's a crazy old man.
Yeah, because everything he's written.
He's a wizard. He can do what he wants.
He's great. He's a
wizard, Alan.
He's a great.
Wait, isn't he retiring though?
He's retiring from comics.
Yeah. Retired or dying?
From comics.
Well, he just wrote like a 1,000-page novel. I forgot what it's called. Something about
essays on Batman.
No.
How many pictures again?
Zero. Oh, one.
One.
Yeah, but I was listening to somebody talk about like the Killing Joke on another podcast, and he's like, yeah.
"What? How dare you listen to other podcasts? What, this one doesn't come out often enough?"
And this guy, and the guy's like, "Yeah, even Alan Moore's admitted that it wasn't a great book." And it's like, dude, everything I hear from Alan Moore is like
he shits on his own
stuff.
Yeah,
he's like, I wrote it, but fuck DC for printing it this way.
Yeah, but fuck DC for printing it this way.
You know, like it's like he you can't win with this guy.
Yeah, well, you know, is he just being hypercritical of his work though?
No, he's being a dick. He's just a dick. And sorry. I love his work. No, I love his work, you but he's a dick.
Should we talk about Killing Joke?
Oh,
no.
The animated
Hold on,
feature?
Not yet. I'm not done with my list. I'm also reading Star Wars, which is awesome.
After he's done.
I only have two more, okay, Eugene? Then you can go take your shit.
I'm sorry.
I'm reading Superman Rebirth and Wonder Woman Rebirth.
How's Wonder Man?
How's Wonder Man?
How's Meteor Man?
Actually, it's
really Robert Townsend's a genius.
It's really good. They're redoing. They start off with her origin, which was awesome.
Cause what are they
her
doing?
Origin has always been really. You know, she's made up, molded out of clay, and all this shit. And It's just they kind of redid it where it's she's actually Zeus's daughter. Yeah. So it's so Clash, no, but no, so but Clash actually, Titan, she's like she's not Clash molded Titan. Out of clay. She's just actual.
The Greek mythology.
Yeah.
That's what Hitler was.
So they're just demigodding her out.
And it's written.
Yeah.
And it's written by Greg. It's written by Greg Rucka. So I mean, the dude is a, you know, master. So
another
he's wizard. All time.
Anyways, Eugene wants to take a shit, so we're gonna take a little break.
Covering that one eye.